Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. It's the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. Look, I have to do a pre-roll thing. I've just been told here. Tired of late night shows that do nothing but political jokes. Me too. Thank God we're on a hiatus soon. Then check out Man of the People with Pat. How do you say that?
Thomasulo,
a good friend of mine. A different kind of comedy show. Stream it on any device Saturday nights at 11 East, 10 Central at WGNTV.com/live. You can also find Man of the People on YouTube at Man of the People TV. That's Man of the People.
You did it.
Oh, man, I did do it. I did a good job too, man.
Yeah, now you can start the show.
So we're doing the Jim Jefferies Show podcast as we do every week.
Did you do a song?
I did the song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't hear
I did
it.
A fucking song.
Do that next.
It didn't fill your heart?
Yeah.
All right, I got some promos to read. I got some tour dates. This is how I find out where I'm going to be.
Okay.
This is how I find out. I'm going to be in Taipei. What the fuck's all that about?
Yeah.
January 10th. Now, the reason we're doing these Asian dates is because we are going to film some field pieces out there. So I thought, slap some shows on. Why not? So
it's going to be awesome. I've never been in any of these places.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. You know there where you get hand jobs in the brothels, it's all white girls. Japan, January 10th.
I was thinking, you know, like food, cool airports.
No, that's a big difference. Okay. January 10th at the CPC Convention Center in Taipei, Taiwan. January 11th at Yes 24 Live Hall, Seoul, South Korea. Albeit North Korea, but we're not advertising that show. Little private one. Rodman's got me in. January 13th at Nisho Hall in Tokyo, Japan. January 18th at the Scala Theatre, Bangkok, Thailand. January 21st at the hall in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Mm.
Just go on the webpage, figure it out. I'm also about to tour Australia, but I think the Australian dates are all but sold out. So, I don't, you know, if you're in Australia, you want to see me, I'll be doing shit. You know, I'll be fucking talking to you cats. Now.
Okay, before we introduce our guest.
Yeah, before we introduce him, we have a little intro.
Yep. Pay attention.
Do you bring an intro?
Oh, no.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
Oh, it started over.
Hold on a second. Here we go.
Here we go.
Plus, for your fantasy guys out there, what's your fantasy guy? I have a fantasy guy.
Ryan Gosling.
I like a mixed race, half Asian, half black guy with abs who's into Tai Chi.
The Rock.
Michael Yeo.
Michael Yeo.
Get me Michael Yeo.
He's going to be on our podcast.
Plus, your fantasy, for you fantasy guys out there, mine's a black man with abs. Did I do this
what's
several
your
times?
Two times, two different
everybody.
Plus,
what's his name from Queer Eye? What's his name?
Oh, I thought we decided on Michael Yeo last time.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a bit of Asian and a bit of black, and you feel like you'd be a gentle lover.
I feel like you'll be a gentle lover.
I would.
Okay, my beautiful girlfriend, Taisy's here. Taisy, this is my fantasy, man.
Hi.
This is my fantasy, man.
I'm taking him home tonight. I hope you don't mind.
Michael Yeo.
Yeah. Please welcome Michael Yeo.
Michael Yeo.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad we have a desk right now to hide the erection.
I'm honored.
I'm not gay in many ways.
Okay.
But if I was to be, you are my guy. You're my guy.
I wish I could say the same for you, but
I'm not fantasy guy.
Ryan Reynolds is my fantasy guy.
Really? Ryan Reynolds?
Oh my God, he's so attractive.
What, you just keep watching The Notebook? thinking they're going to get together.
No, I just...
I'm going to do the best part ever. So you would say he's your first man?
Stop.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
So Ryan Reynolds.
As a proper introduction.
We've never asked Boris Shaw, what's your fantasy, man?
My fantasy man.
You said Ryan Gosling.
Did I?
Yeah. You're a Gosling guy.
Yeah, I like him in Drive.
I'm good friends with Russell Crowe. He knows Ryan Gosling. I can get you in with. I can get you to meet Ryan Gosling. You're a fucking entertainment like reporter. You.
I know. I've interviewed him several times.
How
but
is that?
But I don't want to sleep. Oh, he's great. But he's the best is The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Tom Cruise. And
you
Tom
like,
Hanks.
You like Kevin Hart? You want to sleep with Kevin Hart?
No, I don't want. No, you said who do I like to interview?
Yes,
those dudes. Tom Hanks is the best.
You won. So give the proper intro for us. You give the proper intro.
Michael Yo is our guest today. You can hear him on SiriusXM channel 105, The Michael Yo Show, from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Also hits One Hollywood. That's 4 to 7.
4
Monday
to 7.
Friday.
Yep.
And November 27th, his special Blasian will be coming out on iTunes and Amazon.
So yes,
Blasian.
Yes.
That fucking makes me want to come right now. Blasian. So, Michael, I don't know if you'll remember this.
Can you hear now?
But I was in a, you could call it a movie. I was in a film with David Hasselhoff called Killing Hasselhoff. Now, please don't go and watch this movie.
Oh, right? And I interviewed you for
you
that.
You interviewed me for this movie. No, you don't know the backstory for this movie. I had to do an American accent through the film. Then the only reason I had to do an American accent was I signed up to do this film and they had another part to do. And then one of my best friends, I said, you should get Rhys Darby. You get Rhys Darby in for this film. And they said, well, we love that guy. And they brought Rhys Darby in. And then they went, we can't have an Australian and a New Zealander in. You're doing an American accent. And I was so cocky that I went, I'll give it a go. And I did this film as an American accent. So I'm fucking tanking. Every day I'm tanking. I wasn't a bad actor in Legit because I was playing myself. But when I have to play anyone else, I'm just terrible.
But I think, Luis, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
Luis.
I've never seen it.
He said he just watched it. He says your accent gets better or worse?
Gets better
through the movie, but changes.
I'll tell you what happens. At the beginning of the movie, we film like 4 days, and then all of a sudden an accent coach shows up on the set because they're like, fuck this.
And do they let you know you're doing bad? Do they say, hey,
you know.
Yeah.
No, they say it positively, like, hey, you're doing great. Everything's good, but we think
we got some notes.
Yeah,
so anyway, you come down and you interview me, right? This, and you've interviewed people all day. You don't know this story. You're the center of this story, but you don't know this story.
Really?
So what happened was you interview everyone. You interview me. You interview Rhys. You interview Ken Jeong. You interview David Hasselhoff. You go around. Now, on the day that you showed up on set, there was Justin Bieber was doing a cameo. And you interviewed everybody else, and you went, because I'm not movie savvy, nor do I know how to keep a secret, right? So you're going around, and you got everyone, you go, hey, can you tell me what's Justin Bieber doing in this film? And every single one of them went, I can't tell you, it's a big secret, you have to watch the movie and find out. Go watch the movie and find out. Right? Actually, my American accent's awesome. So you go watch the movie and find out, and then like Ken Jeong, I can't tell you. And then Rhys Darby's like, oh, it's a big secret. Watch the film. And then you interview me and I go, oh, he's the voice of Kit from Knight Rider. Oh, yeah.
That's right. And it ran all over the place.
Yeah. And you put it everywhere. I didn't know that this was a big reveal. Like someone asked me a question and then I just go, oh, well, there's the answer. He's doing. I was hanging with Justin Bieber that day. He's doing the voice from Kit from Knight Rider.
Yes, I remember. And I didn't think it was a big deal either. So I turn it in.
So I show up the next day. Hasselhoff is furious. Hasselhoff didn't like me the day he met me, right? And he's standing in front of his trailer. He goes, come here, I need to talk to you.
No,
he goes, you blew a whole thing. You blew it. You blew it, kid. I'm going, what did I blew? He goes, you told everyone what Bieber was doing. He goes, how do you get information here? Telephone, teleport, tell a Jim Jefferies. That's how you do it.
That was his line?
Yeah, something like that. Telephone.
That's actually really funny.
It was like telephone, what's another thing that you tell? Telephone,
teleport.
It was telephone, telegram, tell a Jim Jefferies.
He did not say that.
He did, I swear to God.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
I swear to God. I'll tell you my other David Hasselhoff story. So... I show up on set. I've been cast like 2 days earlier. I show up. For some reason, I'm playing like a handsome guy in the movie. I'm like, fuck, I'm miscast. Right? I'm normally playing ugly, but it's Ken Jeong and Rhys Darby. And so I just trumped him. Anyway, so I show up this movie. I'm meant to be the heartthrob of the fucking film. David Hasselhoff is in a karate gi. Right, you'll know about that. You're Asian.
I'm Asian, Asian, yeah.
So he's in a karate gi next to the Knight Rider car. Right, I walk in. He's in a next one. He's doing fucking Tai Chi by himself. Right, and then a bit of shadow boxing
by the car.
By the car, it's all by himself. I've just walked onto the lot. All I see is Hasselhoff, and he's shadow boxing and doing fucking Tai Chi
next to Knight Rider.
Next to Knight Rider. Huh. Next to Kit. Right, he's next to Kit.
And they're not filming.
No filming. He's just dicking around by himself. Right, this is my first, and he already hates me, so I don't mind saying, this is my first conversation with David Hasselhoff, right? Hey, David, I'm Jim, I'm in the film. He goes, oh, yeah, I heard about you. Jim Jeffrey, you're a comedian, right? I heard you're very funny. I'm producing this film. We're going to do some great things. You're from Australia? I said, yeah, man, I'm from Australia. He goes, I tell you what, I know about Australians. You all like to go to Bali, right? You go to Bali, right? He goes, I'm investing in this vacation lot in Bali. And it's like, at the moment, I'm getting it at $5,000 a square meter. It's going to go through the fucking roof. Do you want to invest?
What?
Within 2 minutes of meeting David Hasselhoff, he's trying to do a fucking property deal with me. Anyway,
What is Bali?
Bali in Indonesia.
Oh, Bali.
Oh, yeah, Bali.
I'm trying to say said Barley. Barley.
Me too.
I'm trying to say it in your beer? Stupid. That's why I can't do an American accent.
Barley. Yeah.
I put in Barley in Google and then Barley came up. That's what came up.
He tried to make me invest in a Barley fucking resort within minutes.
Did it do well?
I don't know. I haven't checked on it. I think David Hasselhoff's doing fine.
Yeah, he is.
Says here, I just pulled up an article. Hasselhoff makes $10 million off of Bali investments.
Jeez, you fucking, that was a slow play.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Here's the problem.
As a professional comedian, Forrest,
okay,
was the slowest play of a joke.
I want to say the problem
David
that
happened. Hasselhoff does well when Jim does not.
The problem is once I said 10, I couldn't say billion because that wouldn't have been believable. Yeah. And then I was already locked in.
And
I
then
was like,
you're like, fuck,
million.
I should have said 40.
I really just fucked the number up and I couldn't go.
David Hasselhoff makes tens of dollars.
Lots of money. And I like the way he tried to type it in. He tried to make the sound effects like he was really typing shit.
And like, that's the headline. That's the headline of any article.
Right.
Any article is like, article. Jim Jeffries gets syphilis.
No, wait, there is an article.
Woman.
This is a real article, though.
Oh, here
David
we go.
David Hasselhoff invests in beachfront villa on Gili Mano, 9 homes. So he did do it.
He did do it.
Didn't make, I don't know how much money he made, but I got that wrong.
If he made money.
I was just panicking, like 10 million.
I see. Forrest is my warm up act. I give him 15 minutes, he gets through 2 jokes. They're one liners.
I guess say hello and shit. You know?
Jim, there's another movie that people are talking about in the podcast group that you did.
No, I know.
And people really like it.
Hey, shut up. There's only one other movie.
But, I mean, do you have any good story? I mean, like, what is this movie? It's Me and My Mates versus the Zombie Apocalypse.
What happened was Legit got canceled.
Did you interview him for that,
Legit
Michael?
Got canceled. No.
That didn't make
What happened was Legit got canceled. And so I didn't have any bookings in the diary because we thought it was going to get renewed. So I had like this open sort of 4 months in my life. And I didn't know what to do with myself. And I was a bit down about the show being canceled. And then this Australian movie where I swear to God, the budget's like $400,000 and they spent $100,000 of it on me.
It's also a special effects movie. There's like zombies and shit and stuff like that. So there's a lot of money.
It's a zombie. Yeah. It was.
Have you watched it?
No.
Okay. Okay.
You haven't even watched The Killing Hasselhoff.
I've never watched anything I've acted in apart from Legit because I was involved in the editing of Legit. So, but apart from that, I've never watched anything I've acted in. But yes, there was good outtakes. There was funny comedians. Now, I don't want to sell anyone at the river because these are still mates of mine. But one of the actors was going through a severe coke addiction.
Was it you?
No.
Sorry, just checking.
No. First of all,
I'm not
most
going
of the people...
through. I'm in the middle of. Thank you.
Most of the people in the movie are zombies, so it's not going to be that hard to figure out who had a coke addiction.
Oh, No. The other actor is a guy called Greg Fleet, who's a renowned heroin addict, so do the math.
I just love that the cover is you in a yellow, neon yellow bowling shirt with a power drill in hand.
No. Yeah, I was killing zombies with a power drill, man. What's wrong with that?
I was in a worse movie than that. You probably don't even know what it was. It was Justin and Kelly.
Blazing Come number six?
Yes, that one too.
Wait, you were in Justin and Kelly?
Justin to Kelly. Justin the Kelly King. Clarkson and Justin. Yeah, from American Idol.
The first American Idol.
Yes, I was DJ number two.
Right. Hey, it's a credit.
How were there?
It's a credit.
Who was DJ number one?
I don't know, but I was so bad. I didn't even make
Mario
it.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even make it into the movie. I made it on extras.
It has Justin to Kelly has 2.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
That feels good. Generous.
10%.
How does the meme of Mates versus the Zombies Apocalypse go?
Let's see here.
According to the podcast group, it's a 10. So
there you go.
But they just love you.
They're never wrong.
People like that movie.
That has, it's not, 4.9 out of
Look
10.
Look at that.
Yeah.
4.9. Yeah, it's pretty good.
If there's any other B-list movies you want me to be in.
You really are a five, Jim.
I'm not a five. I'm not a picky guy when it comes to acting. I want to act. Just put me in something. I'll do it.
Killing Hasselhoff, 4.3.
So all right.
Look at that. Both of your movies.
Wait, Zombie Apocalypse is your most successful
what,
movie.
What does Legit have? What does Legit have?
Legit's higher
Legit's
than that.
Got, oh, yeah, like, Legit's got to have a 7. Come on. Yeah. So Legit was a good show.
7.5.
It is... 8.2 on
IMDb. Yeah. Whoa! Take
10.
That, head of FX, John Landgraf, who canceled it.
95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, 95%
on 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn,
yeah,
cool.
It was a good show. It was a good show. The critics loved it.
Yeah.
And the public liked it. It was just, the problem was that one of the executives really hated it, or hated me, or hated the guy who ran the show. So there was some other issues there, but everyone who watched the show kind of liked it.
Did it rate?
We got moved to FXX.
The first season, I think it did well. Then they moved
tough.
To FXX, and
FXX?
And this was when we were the only bit of original programming for a week, and then they brought like Sunny over, and then they got The Simpsons, but we were nothing. And at that stage, I hadn't moved the channel. It was the old Premier League soccer channel.
Oh
it was
God.
In the fucking 400s.
But didn't you have to buy that too? You had to
yes.
purchase FX.
Yeah.
DJ Qualls, who's is from outside of Memphis, right, or something. Whatever, wherever the hometown is that he's from, they couldn't even get the channel there.
Yeah.
He was like one of the stars of the show.
Is that
they
still
couldn't
on?
Watch it there.
FXX, are you still doing it?
Yes.
It's the Simpsons channel now.
Okay.
but my girlfriend started watching the show. That was very sweet of her. What episode are you up to? Tay's get on the microphone. Come on. Oh God.
How long have you been dating?
An actress.
Too long.
Too long? Okay.
Days.
What episode are you up to?
I started season two.
I think
season two, episode one, is the Dr. Drew episode, right?
It is the Dr. Drew episode. Days, just say it in the microphone. I want everyone to hear how posh you are.
Yeah.
Taysy. Taysy.
Oh, don't worry about it, no.
Taysy, what ethnicity are you?
I didn't know that. Fuck this relationship. I just thought you were tan. Now, we haven't checked in lately with our good friend, Jack Hackett.
He's wearing a velvet jacket today.
I got to tell you something.
Jack Hackett is Jim's assistant.
And an aspiring comedian.
Oh, very
nice. We gave him a catchphrase.
Look at his hair.
When jokes don't go well, he goes, "Can you hack it?" Right? That's a good catchphrase.
There you go.
Can you hack it? Can you hack it? Right. Now, this is the thing is, Julia, who does my hair, who obviously is a magician because I have none. She's just all smoke and fucking mirrors pumped into my fucking head. Anyway, Jack had a shitty haircut. And Julia has started after, I'm paying for this, Jack, by the way, but you don't know this. I slip her some money. Do Jack's hair. So Jack has been getting his hair done by Julia, who does my hair. And Jack, it's a game changer. Look at your quiff. You look like a young Elvis if he was eating all the food he was eating when he was an old Elvis. Your face literally looks like a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Has it been helping you in the world of dating?
Huh? Sorry?
Has your hair been helping you in the world of dating?
No.
We're all going out tonight, Jack.
The confidence is still the big problem.
You don't have confidence?
No.
You need that with that hair. You can't have that hair with no confidence.
Yeah.
I think the confidence is seeping down. It started with the haircut eventually.
Yeah.
It'll work.
When's the last date you've been on?
we discussed it at length on this podcast.
The hardest subject is, when's the first date you've been on?
when was was it? When was it?
He doesn't even know. That's a few weeks, shame.
October 27.
Oh my God, he knows the date. Holy shit. Yeah, yeah. A few weeks ago, he went on 3 dates with a girl, and then by the end of it, she's like, "You're the only person I know in LA, and I don't want to ruin
Jack
it." So fuck her.
Jack gets friend zoned on Tinder,
but he looks like a friend zone type of guy. He just has that look.
Oh, yeah, I'm king of the friend
zone. No, because he doesn't look rough.
A sweet guy, a reliable guy until he snaps and kills people.
Yeah, gotcha.
I don't want to talk about the show today, Forrest.
You have to do that.
I just want to tease Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, and I, you know, I've been thinking to myself.
Have you?
I have. I'm like, how could Jack get money, power, and a great pair of boots?
That's not how the ad read goes.
He could have it all. He could have it all. How? Stop what you're doing. If you want to be like Jack, or better than Jack, go to the nearest computer, open your internet browser, and type in the following, thursdayboots.com. That's thursdayboots.com. Pick out your favorite pair of beautiful handcrafted boots, add them to your cart, click checkout, fill in all your personal information, and click purchase, like everything else on the internet.
All your personal information?
It's that easy. Money, power, and a great pair of boots will be yours. While results may vary, you may be a Jack or a Michael. Yo.
Yeah. I'm from Texas.
What's your up to, girl? Money, power, and a great boots will all be yours. While results may vary, particularly regarding the money and the power, you will definitely have a great pair of boots. This year, get a pair of boots that will last season after season. Get a pair of boots handcrafted with the highest quality materials and sold at honest prices. Get a pair of Thursday boots. Head over to thursdayboots.com. Money, power, and a great pair of boots are only a click away.
How are your boots, Jim?
Great.
The Dukes.
Somebody in the podcast group just posted that they bought their own pair of boots. This is working.
They sent me a pair of boots.
They sent us boots. And I mean, I know we're supposed to give tests. This sounds fake already.
I used
it.
So you have a pair of boots
for
us.
They're called the Captains. But last time I called them the El Capitans. I don't know why I said that. So that was bad. But then.
Spanish.
But people have been scrolling the website.
Soy Capitans.
But they're really comfortable. They were like already, those shoes are already worn in when you get them, but they're brand new kind of thing. Like
you got a pair of La Bambas.
Maybe somebody wore them before me. I don't know. But they're very comfortable.
Yeah, we did get free ones, they were pre-worn.
Yeah,
they're
a little warm.
Did Jack get some?
No.
No, and that's why he's not getting laid.
Just
man.
Kelly, yeah. Kelly, Jim, and I got them, and not Jack. Yeah.
Jack needs a pair of boots.
Put your shoes up on the table.
Jack, what size feet do you have? They look
10.
Like
a,
good, these are, oh, these
I'm
are
a 10.
Kids.
I'm a 10. We can become shoe buddies.
Woo!
Oh, God, Jack. You've ruined it now.
He just made that sound.
Yeah.
No dude just yells out, woo!
Yeah. You're on it.
Like,
is that what you do, Jack? You're on a date, and you go, do you want an appetizer? And she goes, sure. And then you go, woo!
Fun.
And then they go friend zone.
No.
Yeah, you can't be a woo girl.
Even that, Jack.
Maybe just no sound effects.
I like
a smile.
Tommy Caprio is chatting into your ear like, don't talk to him. Like, just put the microphone down. They're only embarrassing you. Like you don't understand this, Jack. You're sitting next to a 7 or an 8. He knows.
What do you mean, or an 8? Now you're giving him
more
points.
Well, that's what he
said.
No.
When he
rated himself, he said 7
or
8.
I let Tommy live his best life.
I think you mean Gorgeous Tom, right?
Okay. Gorgeous Tom.
Okay, so since we have your fantasy.
I just farted. It's really bad.
Jim,
it's going to hit you.
Jim, since we have your fantasy man in studio, what do you rate Michael Yeoh in the 1 to 10 scale?
In real life.
Honestly, you are, for me... You've gotten a little fatter since I last saw you.
You had a kid. It's getting a little weight.
We saw each other at the mall the other day, and I went, oh, he was looking really good, but the kids really packed it on for you.
So the other day he's gained that much weight in a couple days?
No, we saw each other at the Grove about 8 months ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like, I was being a dad, you were being a dad.
Yeah.
Anyway, but like
1 through 10.
Like, no. Back in the day, yo.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, yo.
I was ripped.
Back in the day, yo. And I'm not talking a long time ago. 8 months ago. 8 months ago. A 10 to 11. But
Wow.
You've let yourself go.
What?
But you're still a solid 8.5, bitch.
Okay.
You look beautiful to me.
Thank you.
8.5 solid. That's good.
I would show you off anywhere I fucking went.
Okay, thank you. I'm just up to 11 to an 8.5?
No.
God damn, in 8 months?
Michael Yo.
Yes, I'm very upset.
Hey, you're accessible now.
Forgot to mention that we bring people on this podcast to make them feel little bit shittier about
8.5 is good, though. I feel like
if Forrest told that to me, I would be fine. But you too. I mean, come on.
You
dude.
Used to be perfection, man. And like black people don't age, Asian people don't age. You had everything going for you. What is it, fucking meth? What's happening?
Yes, you know, black don't crack, Asian no raisin. You've heard that before.
I've never heard that.
I
never heard. Asian
Are we allowed to say that?
Isn't it the whole thing that like, Asian people don't age
till they age,
and then all of a sudden they're Confucius, right? They just fucking they go nothing, and then they're fucking they're like reading tarot cards and shit.
The next day they wake up, they're like they go from looking 20 to like 120 in like a night.
I tell you what, I want to talk about diversity in Hollywood. Right? And it's important that we have it. And I'm very angry about something in particular.
What?
I watched the movie Crazy Rich Asians. Least diverse film I've ever seen. It was just Asians.
Oh my God.
It was just Asians.
Whatever.
If ever a movie was crying out for a white person, I just feel like surely.
There were white people in it.
It wasn't diverse enough.
It was three white people at the beginning at the hotel where they said they couldn't stay there and then they bought the hotel.
And they were villains. Why do my people have to be cast as villains?
Whatever.
I didn't see the movie yet.
No. The Crazy Rich Asians.
I like Crazy Rich Asians.
It was great. Right?
I like it.
Yeah, I know Jimmy Young very well.
I tell you what, there's so many Asians in that film that if you're an Asian in
Hollywood. Because it's called Crazy Rich Asians,
Jim. I'm all for it.
It doesn't sound like you're all for it.
Right, anyway. There were so many Asians.
There's a sequel coming up.
There's so many Asians in that film. I'm telling you what, man. If you're an Asian actor in Hollywood and you're not in that film, feel sad.
Yeah.
Your career's going nowhere.
I'm trying to get in part two. I want to be in number two.
Blasian.
Part two of Justin Kelly or
No, the Crazy Rich Asians. I would be the diversity because I'm half black.
I had eaten
Chinese food.
I had eaten some medical marijuana.
Okay.
For my conditions. Like,
Michael's on the defensive now. Chinese food, there we go next.
Really?
So I ate some edible marijuana before I watched Crazy Rich Asians. And the problem with me with marijuana more than any other drug is that I'm very suggestible on it.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm watching that film. There's this like intense scene where they play Mahjong. And I turn to my girl and go, I should learn Mahjong. I thought that'd be a good game for me.
No.
maybe I could get in the Mahjong fucking circles.
With the old Asian ladies?
That's so bigoted, man. I would meet other fucking... I'd have like a black companion, an Asian guy, and like someone from Taiwan. I would have like a group.
Would be like your tour.
I would have a multicultural group of Mahjong friends. And we would play for money. And then I would say, I could have gotten Michael Yo-Yo, but I didn't because he got fat.
He's an 8.5 now.
You're not taking this seriously, are
you? Oh, no, not at all.
No, you should because you used to be so beautiful.
Set you right up for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my thing,
8.5.
Man. 8.5. Oh, come on, man.
Not even a 9?
No, no.
Just know that when you weren't here and you weren't on the show,
I should have never came.
You were mentioned twice as his fantasy guy.
Now I'm not. Yeah.
Michael, I'm negging you. I'm negging you.
So not an 8.5?
He just wants you to want him.
But now you want me, don't you? Now you want me. Before, I was too needy, but now someone's how can I impress Jim? How can I get into Jim's world?
I'm going to go home and work out now.
But you are an 8.5, but with your personality, you're a 6.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going lower and lower.
You're negging pretty hard.
I better leave pretty soon so I can stay at a 6.
I love you, Michael.
I love you too, Jim.
Oh, well, this got a bit weird.
Yeah. It's about man love.
We did a show today. You want to talk about it?
Fuck
not?
This show, man.
Okay.
Watch it. Don't watch it.
Oh, 50 episodes. Congratulations.
50 episodes. Yeah. We're not meant to mention that until next
podcast. Okay.
49 episodes.
49 episodes. Congratulations, 49 episodes.
And still can't read a teleprompter.
What I saw, you did good.
I'm all right.
You are shockingly good at the teleprompter in a Southern accent, though.
Oh, I find if you read in like, if I do anything like Alan Partridge, I can read all day. Or if I read something as Michael Caine, I'll never. It's like money, power, a pair of boots.
Well, it's a great pair of boots, that's good. But you tried.
You can have it all. How? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you read it in that.
If you do it in a stupid way, it's like people who stutter. Right, when people stutter and then they can sing perfectly. If I do an accent, there used to be this singer in Britain called Daisy, Gareth Gates. Gareth Gates went on like the X Factor or UK Idol or whatever, and he came on like this, and he was like this. He was like, and they went, "What? I'd like to sing a song." And then he sang good. He wasn't the best singer on the show, but everyone's like, good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He started fucking good. And Taze, that was your heartthrob when you were growing up, wasn't it? You were really young. You're still young. You're 16. I should get you back to your parents. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, he sold 3.5 million records in the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
He's known for having a stutter.
He had
not
a stutter.
For singing. Just talked about a speech impediment publicly.
It's okay. Really depressing.
Yeah. You know, you're having a stutter. The album was 2 hours long, one song.
He's a good-looking guy, I guess, sir.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. He was a good singer. I'm not taking anything away from the lad, but he had his little moment.
What do you rate this guy? How's he look?
He's kind of all over the map. Some pictures he looks good. Other ones he looks like a
I don't know what he looks like now, but
it's been like that's not a good picture.
No, it's been a long time. Lost his hair now.
Yeah,
he's lost his
like
hair.
A comb over.
He's lost his hair.
Yeah,
but when he was young like that, he was good looking.
Yeah.
I would give him, if Michael Yo is an 8.
8.5.
8.5. I would give this guy an 8.6.
Oh.
Jesus. The stutter has the extra point.
If it makes you feel any better, Jim and Joe Coy, or Jim, you rated yourself what, a 5, and Joe Coy gave himself a 6,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which is weird because those Asians are always
well,
so
arrogant. Well, no, you know Joe Coy.
Yeah.
You got to be better looking. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I mean, Joe Coy
like
is not.
Guys
but he has a great personality.
Yeah,
he
does. Like you guys, you guys must hang out playing Mahjong.
We live down the street from each other.
Do
we
you
hang
really?
Out a lot. Oh,
do
yeah.
You? Is shitty?
Yeah.
I'm in shitty.
Shut up. I live three blocks from Aroma.
Oh, man. I am now going to become a sex offender. You live down, that's how you'll find my address. Go to sex offender, one of those sex offender apps. You can find me.
Jim is like, ah.
I will be in your bushes wanking and pissing. Because I'm there for a long time. The pissing doesn't get me off, but you have to go to the bathroom occasionally.
Okay. Interesting.
We should hang, Michael. Yo,
no, I'm
we
serious.
We should hang, man.
I love you.
I love you too,
God.
Man.
And we have sons.
We do. Yeah.
Should we leave the room right now? It's like everybody get out of here. Like
we can get a babysitter. The kids don't have to hang out.
Yeah.
Jim's got a hot tub.
Your I love that.
Hot tub action going on. You know, whatever.
Yeah, we'll get some food.
Yeah, we'll go to Aroma.
What type of food do you like?
Like all types of food.
Oh, I like all types of
food. Yeah.
Michael, you choose the place. I don't mind paying.
Oh, really? But it's not a gentleman for me to let you pay, so I have to pay.
We can go Dutch.
Okay, we'll do that.
In Australia, that means anal.
Wow.
And then we'll go get some ice cream.
Yeah, something to soothe the wound.
Ice cream always does the trick.
Wait, I don't even know what the point of this podcast is.
Well, let's just run down a couple of things real quick because I know you want to talk about one of the acts.
It's just
at least.
For me to hit on men.
We talked about Mars. Bam. Act 2, Sean Spicer, April Ryan interview.
I love the Sean Spicer, April
Okay,
Ryan.
Good. There we go. So I was going to keep reading stuff to you. I suddenly found something to talk about.
So I met Sean Spicer at an Emmy party one time, and he was very nice.
Do you like him?
I'll tell you this about Sean Spicer. I don't hate him. I don't like what he did. I don't like where he put his morals. But look, man, have you ever been the fat kid at school who wasn't accepted into groups, and then all of a sudden you're in the cool group, and then you're doing things that you don't particularly like.
No, we've established that Michael
I've gone backwards.
He was an 11, now he's an 8.5.
Okay, Michael Yeoh, you'll experience this in about, I'm looking at you, maybe 8 months. So we're gonna go. Then you'll know what it's like to be Sean Spicer.
Okay.
So do you want to give the backstory to the whole interview thing? I can do it.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter, right? You don't care? Okay. So we were flying to D.C. to do some other field pieces and interviews. Those fell through. And then you had met Sean Spicer previously, and so...
Was this a text? You just texted him and said, hey.
I did.
Yeah. And so then you end up doing an interview with Sean Spicer.
I was on Grindr.
Yeah, I gave you access to the White House press room, which is pretty, and we saw Major Garrett there, who's a friend of the show.
You got to give Spicy credit, man.
Yeah.
We were meant to go over there to talk to
Bernie Sanders. Yep.
And Bernie Sanders pulled out while I was on the plane, which was weird because he was only in me for a second.
Yeah,
you were just about to come.
Dutch style.
Keep going, and he stopped.
Yeah. He was like, I should come for everyone. Everyone should be able to have come. And your anal bleeding should be paid for by the people. Anyway, so...
It should be free for everyone.
should be free. All the people on the plane, you stop crying. Anyway... So you didn't go, and then we were like, I got to Washington. I was very angry at Andrew Wontok, who is one of our production guys,
supervising producer.
So, yeah, and then really, I thought he mostly cleaned. Anyway, so I was angry at him, and I was angry at Scott for other reasons, right? Scott, who's the showrunner of the show. Hello, Scott. How are you? You're drinking a Chardonnay. Drinking a fucking Chardonnay.
I am. I don't have an assistant to get. Wait a second.
I'll tell you. I'm always mean about Scott, and I say that there may be a chance that he's gay, but I believe him when he says he's not, because he's married with kids, and he has a boyfriend that says he's not. Anyway, so... So, but I did pull you up today because we had it in the episode. We filmed a thing that we're going to have in the next episode. The Jim Jefferettes came back. Mm-hmm. The
cheerleaders.
Yeah, the cheerleaders.
That we hired and paid more money than the NFL pays.
Paid more than the NFL. So we had the cheerleaders.
So $25.
And they were
scale, which is already more. Yeah.
So they were all dancing in the outside of Scott's window. And he had shut the blinds.
Well, to be fair, I've always had. I didn't like see them and then shut my blinds.
Yeah, your blinds are always closed.
Yes,
yeah.
I didn't go, girls.
No. There was girls in like tops and like hot pants dancing around, and you went, "Oh, I'm into these noodles," and he was just eating fucking noodles like a fucking caveman. Anyway, so we went there. Bernie Sanders canceled. We get there, and I go, "This is like one of the more regrettable things." I went. I know Sean Spicer. And so Sean, to his credit, did get us into the White House, did give us an interview. We weren't soft on him. We gave our opinions on the whole thing.
They did a good job.
Yeah.
But we still didn't necessarily know if we were just going to run that by itself.
We had that piece. We had that piece sitting in the can for maybe 5-6 months. It wasn't doing anything. We thought it was going to do nothing. And then we brought in April O'Neil from the Ninja Turtle movie.
Right after we
Ninja
or April Ryan.
It was right after we interviewed
April
him.
Ryan. April Ryan. I was like, O'Neil.
All right, Trump.
Although the new April O'Neil is black.
Diversity in Hollywood.
No, the original April O'Neil was a redhead in a yellow jumpsuit, and my kid watches the Ninja Turtle. The new one was I racist for pointing out that?
No, you're fine. No, not at all.
That's
all facts. You're good.
Yeah.
And so then
but they still keep the turtles green. What does that tell you?
But so you interviewed April Ryan and.
When we interviewed Sean, it was a good interview, but then I think it was like, and we're like, all right, well, we can use this because Jim was tough on him. But then 2 weeks later was like the kids in cages, and Sean Spicer was all over the news saying, like, I think this is fine. Trump's doing great.
Sort of buried it like, fuck you, Sean. You shouldn't say that about the kids in the cages. He actually came to one of our recordings, Sean, when he was in LA. He just showed up. Yeah. No one noticed. He's very small. Anyway, so then we interviewed April. And I'm going to say this off the bat. Me and April hit it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she liked you.
Me and April had a very good rapport with each other. And so every time I talked to her, I'd tease her a little bit. She would laugh. But then she would be like, I go, what do you think about the term fake news? And then she turned into like savvy, like, when you hear the term fake news, it really does repress what happened. And then I was like, what happened to that guy in the Saudi Arabia embassy who got killed? She goes, a colleague of mine was killed. Like she knew when to be serious.
And she knew when to have fun.
Yeah, she knew when to have fun. I liked her a lot.
She was good. And then and I think we still made the fun part about the piece is where you're going back and forth with Sean Spicer about Trump's weight and how we knew it was a lie. And he still wouldn't admit it. He's not working for him anymore. And he still wouldn't admit like, yeah.
I'm saying this on the air right now. I will give. Let's go 1 million. I would give
All right, David Hasselhoff.
No. I would give $1 million.
No. Take that back.
No?
No. That's too much. Too much.
No?
$10?
I would give $1 million if within the next month, Donald Trump stands on a scale and he's within 3 pounds of the weight that he says that he is, either
Love
side.
This.
So if Donald Trump is listening and he jumped on a scale, you would be fine.
Well, we'd have to get a certified scale.
Donald Trump definitely listens to this.
Yeah,
he tweets about it all the time.
Yeah. So if Donald Trump is listening.
He says he is the weight that he says he is and jumps on a scale, I will give $1 million.
To Donald Trump.
To who?
To any charity of Donald Trump's choosing.
Okay, there you go.
I like that.
Well, let's hope he doesn't weigh that much and doesn't listen to the podcast. But I think he's fatter than that too.
Good publicity.
But it was
like he's heavy. He's not like what Michael's done to his body.
No.
People think I'm like 350 or something right now.
He's I think you made a good point that you made was like basically like if you're willing to lie about something that we can see. That he's clearly fine.
He lies about everything.
No, what did he say? He was
235?
237.
There's 237. Okay. Yeah, yeah. He's 3 inches taller than me, and I'm 210.
How tall
210.
Is he?
He's like 6'4".
Is he really?
Yeah, 6'4".
They also say that he's lying about his height, too, because he's been in pictures with people.
He's the same dimensions as Tim Tebow.
Let's say 6'3". He's 3 inches taller than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 25 pounds more? Are you fucking out of your mind?
Tim Tebow is 6'4", 237.
They started pulling up things that Albert Pujols had the same dimensions, allegedly, as Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. athletes have those dimensions.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
How tall are you, Jim?
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot, okay. I'm 6'3".
Oh my
220.
God, I've just fell in love with you all
6'3", 220. Yeah.
You really are a specimen though, aren't you? You really are.
Well, thank you.
I wanna have more of a friendship, right? I want us to hang out and then after this podcast, you come to my house, we watch a movie, we have some vino.
He does have a theater room.
No,
it's pretty dope.
Michael's got more money than me. You would have a theater room too.
No. I got a kid, a baby. Yeah. I have to spend it all on that.
Mike wants to leave soon. He's not going to be able to hang after the podcast, so you're going to have to make it another date.
I think that someone wants to stay. Anyway, so Michael, right?
Are we going to be friends, Jim?
No, I want to be.
I do too.
We've always gotten along.
Absolutely.
Don't fuck me over in another Bieber thing, though. I want to tell you.
I didn't know. It was a big deal.
I'm going to tell you my Bieber story.
Were you mad at me?
No, not at all. It was your fault. It was my fault.
Okay.
Anyway. I'm gonna tell you a Bieber story. Back in the day when George Lopez had a Tonight Show, I did Lopez Tonight. It was the only time in America that I did any stand-up on television that wasn't a special. And I will never do it again. It wasn't a good fit for me. I'd just gotten here and I thought, fuck it, I'll do it. And so the other act at that stage was a 16-year-old Justin Bieber. And he was there with his mother. And his mother, incidentally, is the same age as me.
Oh, yeah.
And his mother was kind of hitting on me.
Oh, his mother's good looking.
Good looking.
Good looking.
Kind of hitting on me, right? So I'm sitting in the dressing room. It's me, Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber's mother, right? And I'm sitting there going, oh, fuck me. This is weird, right? And I'm sitting there, and like my niece at that stage, and she will hate me for saying this. Because she's 18, 19 now, something like that. Anyway, at that stage, she was an 11-year-old, 10-year-old girl in Australia who was a huge Justin Bieber fan. And I never do this with celebrities. I've met celebrities. I try not to take photos, try to be cool. And then I said, look, Justin, I said, here's the deal. I have a niece in Australia. And if I was to call her now and you spoke to her for seconds, I would be the greatest uncle in the world. Could you do that for me? And he did say the words, anything for a believer.
Okay.
Mm. Right. Good. No, all right, look, Justin's not a bad guy in this story.
No.
Justin's a great guy in this story, right? So I ring up my niece on speakerphone and I go, hey there, Sammy. It's your Uncle Jim. Now, I'm on speakerphone. I go, now, I know what a big Justin Bieber fan you are. And she goes, I don't like him anymore. I like One Direction.
Oh, no.
On speaker.
I don't like him anymore. I like One Direction. I went, anyway, good speaker, dear.
Oh, my God.
Catch up later.
I have a story about me and Katy Perry on the set of Sesame Street with Elmo, where she wore...
Oh, a threesome.
Yeah. She wore this revealing top. She just broke up with Russell Brand. I thought she was beautiful. We were flirting. She asked me if the cameras were off, and I said yes. And then she farted like I never heard a woman fart. It was just like...
You sure it wasn't Elmo?
No, Elmo looked at me and was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck? Like it was, and then she just looks at me, laughs, and runs away. Then I Googled Katy Perry farting.
Yeah.
It's a thing she does.
She just loves to fart.
Like in front of random people.
And then Russell was like, what? She used to fart in front of me 2 months. Like, I was happy in the beginning. It was fine in the beginning, but then the flatulence became too much. There was a wind in my city that I didn't need to have. I would be lying in bed, and then the sheets would ruffle up onto my face. And I'd be like, what are you doing, Katy?
Pretty good. Yeah.
I do love that was your instinct to Google Katy Perry farting.
Because I was like, there's
got to be more of this.
It's the same thing I Google for a wank. No, I don't Google that. I Google Michael Yo 6 months ago.
That was 8 months.
8 months.
No, but I like him when he was just on the way down.
It's a 10.1. Before I want to make sure we get this before the podcast is over. We earlier in the season mentioned in T5 Transit for everybody to follow them, and we got their Twitter follows up by 50,000% or whatever up to almost 8,000.
It went from 2,000 to 8,000.
It went from 130. No, it was 130. The first day that we did that, it was 130, and now they're almost 8,000.
And every day you go there, we're still tagged in posts like Rota today, smooth ride as always, and blah blah blah. So throughout the season, when we've had guests here, we've had them say lines. We had Bill Burr, Dr. Drew, Bob Saget, Gabriel Iglesias, Malin Ackerman, Brian Callen, Kerry King, Sarah Silverman, Roy Scalable, Tommy John again, and we had a couple other people that...
We had some other people, but we fucked the film up.
Yeah.
We did.
Kamau Bell, like, and Ginger Gonzaga. Film, like, yeah. It was our diversity, too.
The diversity is all white people.
So we lost Ginger Gonzaga, who's a friend of mine. She's in the jet, right? And we lost Kamau Bell. So we lost, black, Asian.
Other than Gabriel Iglesias, we lost all of our diversity.
And we lost Gabriel Iglesias.
No, he was in there. He was in there.
But thank God we still got Marlon Ackerman, the fucking blonde Swede.
Anyways, so we each had them say like a kind of random line about T5 and piece together an action movie trailer called T5 T-Furious. And it came out pretty good. It was funny. It was like, it's just like really doesn't make sense if you just watched it in a vacuum. But for fans of the show, I think that'll be up later this week, I'm sure, as like a digital thing. But if you watch the show, T5 Transit trailer, so I wanted to make sure to follow that. And
So Michael's got to head out. So
yeah, we're wrapping it up anyways.
Cool. Okay,
Jim's right. About to start eating. Which
I'm
means
already
if
eating.
He's already
peeing,
eating.
It's the end of the podcast.
I'm eating a protein style.
I want to mention one more time, Michael Yo. You can hear him on SiriusXM channel 105, The Michael Yo Show, 11 to 1 Mondays through Fridays. Hits 1 Hollywood, 4 to 7 Monday through Fridays on SiriusXM, and November 27th. Go on Amazon and iTunes and check out Blazion, his special. Michael, thank you for being on the show.
Give me an 8.5 on my special, all right? Not a 10, an 8.5.
And
are you happy with the special?
Oh, I loved it. It was so fun. No. It's no politics. It's all about family.
Wait, what's it on?
It's going to be on iTunes and Amazon.
I'm going to watch it.
All right, thank you.
November 26th.
And then we'll 27th. We'll, and then we'll go out on our date, Jim.
Well,
me and you.
Not right away. I'll still be covered in cum.
Okay. For me, please, if you would, if anyone out there that lives in the Tampa area, I'm going to be at Side Splitters November 23rd through the 25th. If you're in Tampa, please go there. There's ticket links on my website. That's like next week. So
I'm
please
eating a burger, man.
Yep, we know that.
Why aren't you chewing into your mic?
And then one more thing. We were going to have a guest on today, Phil Nickel, but we couldn't. He had to run out here, but he was going to promote some shows that he's here this weekend at Lyric Hyperion. This weekend, Thursday, Friday,
love
Saturday.
Phil Nickel, love
yeah,
him.
He's going to be on the podcast next week because he's coming in to do that. So, but I just wanted to give him a shout out for his shows this week. So if you're in LA and you want to see a really, really good comic, wouldn't you say so, Jim?
One of the best comics that's yeah. ever lived.
Phil Nickel is going to be at the Lyric Hyperion this Thursday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and 10 p.m. Saturday. And other than that, you know, the normal thing that I say that I don't even know where it's at. Oh, please subscribe and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher. We've had a lot
How
of reviews.
How do you not have this memorized by now?
I don't know. It's different every week.
We're only like 50 episodes.
Yeah,
in,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine.
Or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night, Australia.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.